driving forward, diving to the goal line. A touchdown and a title for the Patriots.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
They have completed the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history. And a silver trophy is coming back to New England.
You're listening to the Naked Bootleg Podcast with Evan Lazar and Adam Kirkchen.
This is unequivocally the sweetest.
Welcome into another edition of the Naked Bootleg Podcast, emergency podcast here today, as we just got hit with some bombshells in the last couple days, but this big one today about Rob Gronkowski that just broke. Adam Kirkchen, tell us what you have, man.
Well, it all spelled out in that one tweet. And, you know, was told, and I got it from a lot of places, and finally, about, a half hour ago, got the last domino to fall that I feel like sealed it. You know, this is true. So, you know, Belichick wanted to trade Gronkowski. I don't know why. And the two teams we got were the Titans and Niners. Kraft and Belichick had a closed-door meeting about it. Kraft nixed the deal, and Brady threatened to retire had the deal gone through. So, you know, I don't know why it came about but this way, but that info is solid. I know a lot of Pats fans don't want to believe it. I went to Stacey James, got in a statement. He's going to say that because he has to. But I know I'm right.
Right. I mean, I think that's a good point right there, is that there's no way the Patriots through Stacey James are going to come out and say, we shopped our second best player on the team. They have to deny it. You know, there's no other way to go about this for them. So I just wanted people to know that I'm behind Adam on this. And I definitely think that this happened. And this morning I was, you know, given a little piece of information that there would be something happening today. Some sort of news was going to come down today. I didn't know at all what it was, and you took it, you know, the extra mile, obviously, to get it sourced and everything like that. So that, I mean, this to me seems like a legitimate situation where you have two teams that it makes a lot of sense that Belichick would try to negotiate with those two teams as well. So let's go over that. Do you have any idea what it was for, or you know, how it came about with those two teams?
I didn't get terms. I didn't get terms from the other teams. But, you know, I know that was, you know, out there. And that those offers were on the table from those teams. So I think the rest of that will come out, you know, the longer this story goes. Yeah, the question for me is, you know, exactly why he would want to trade Rob. That part I don't know. I think there's something, you know, there might be something connected to the Guerrero stuff, but that's just speculation because there's a lot going around with that. Just the players involved. Points to that, but that's speculation. There's a lot that can come out of this. But, you know, obviously they were looking to trade Gronk, didn't go through.
Right. I mean, it is crazy that they would even think about trading a guy that was clearly the best tight end in the league last year and is the best tight end in the league whenever he's healthy. It seems, you know, obviously there are health concerns, there are age concerns potentially. And, you know, he obviously talked about retirement before, you know, the season got underway too. He even acknowledged when he came to camp that that was legitimate, you know, that he did actually contemplate retirement. So, you know, maybe a lot of those factors, it's not out of the realm of possibilities. I know Mike Giardi threw out there that, you know, when you really look at the tea leaves here of all those things and all those factors and maybe some of the disagreements going on with between Gronk and Belichick, it kind of looks like the type of player that Belichick might trade. It's not something that he hasn't done in the past.
It's not out of the realm of possibility. It is shocking because it's Gronkowski.
I mean, he would probably be, especially with the way that he's playing at this stage of his career, he would probably be the most talented player that Belichick has ever done this to at the point that he traded him. I think that guys like Richard Seymour, obviously great players, no doubt. I just think that maybe they were a little bit closer to the end. I think that Gronkowski definitely still has one at least all-pro type season left in him.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely – I mean, Gronkowski definitely still can play. It's, those offers on the table had to be strong.
Yeah, that's a great point, too. So moving forward here, what do we think this means for Bill Belichick? I mean, this doesn't bode well for Bill, I don't think, in terms of what we've known from him in the past and what happened with the Jimmy Garoppolo trade, how all that kind of came together. It sounded like Bill was on the wrong side of that argument, too. So how does this move forward with Belichick?
Yeah, to be honest, I don't know. He's obviously going to coach through the season, you know. But if for somebody who wants to do his own moves and get total control like he is, it just can't sit well.
No, it can't. And that's something that he's, you know, always looked at in the past, too. And you kind of have seen that play out in future, times, but not lately. So it's very interesting to see what's going on with that and what we'll go forward with that. Man, I mean, this is just another one of those things that's happened really since the Jimmy Garoppolo trade, that which came out of nowhere too, in similar fashion to a lot of people. From that point on, this has just been an absolute circus, whether you believe everything you hear or not, but regardless of that, I mean, it's just been on and on with this stuff.
Yeah, it is. Look, if you look in the entire context of this thing, there's been a lot of battles between these major players, and it's, the tension there is obviously real, and so, I don't know what he had coming back from those teams, like I said, but the offers were on the table, and it's one of those deals where it's about control. Bill obviously wants to control everything. He's just that type of coach, this is just another thing where he can't shop for his groceries. As Bill Parcells said, the ramifications beyond that, Gronkowski's obviously going to be on the team this year. Who knows if they're going to keep shopping him around like this?
It's tough to see. It's tough to, as a player, from a player's perspective, it's tough to see him keep playing on this team. It feels like, a lot of these guys, when they find out that they're getting shopped, some of them just look at it, that's business. That's just the way that this works. But, sometimes when it's a player as good as Gronkowski too, that can go south really fast.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's already a strained relationship with some of these guys. That obviously there's a history here of Belichick making moves like this. Right. Okay. So this is not unprecedented. He'll get rid of a player, a popular player, a good player. He's done this before. So it's an unpopular thing. And I'm sure, a lot of Pats fans will be shocked by this. But, I feel like, Gronkowski's still probably going to have this great year. I don't think, this will affect anything on the field because, he's in great shape still. But I don't know what would force Bill to do it. That's all I don't know. And what the terms are coming back.
Right. Yeah. I think that it's, another one of those things where you just hope that from a fan's perspective or in terms of the team's success, you know, that they can all just kind of put it in its kind of place and realize that it's still in everybody's best interest to be as good as you can on the football field, whether it's Brady or Gronk or Belichick as a coach.
That's something, sorry to cut you off, but
no, go ahead.
This is their normal. You know, they're used to this kind of thing. And it usually doesn't affect, you know, their play in terms of chemistry and stuff like that. At the end of the day, they're still very, very talented on this team. It's a bigger picture issue in terms of how it's going to play out down the road. But as far as their play is concerned, how many times have they been in, you know, situations like this, these sort of storms, and not been able to have it affect them on the field, you know? It's a distraction to them, and they're used to it.
Yeah, I mean, really, when you look at this team, just the microscope that they're under just because of their success over the last, you know, 18, 19 seasons, you kind of look at it and you see stuff like, you know, Spygate, Deflategate, you know, recently with this stuff now with Guerrero and Jimmy Garoppolo and whatnot. It seems like they just keep on, you know, making Super Bowls and winning Super Bowls despite what it looks like is, you know, caving in. So I think that you kind of just look at it and you see, you know, is there a breaking point? That's what you get, you know, worried from, you know, worried for is there going to be a breaking point for this team where all of a sudden all of these things, whether it's outside noise, whether it's completely, you know, not in their realm of thought, is it still something that, you know, is going to eventually break this dam here?
Right. I don't know about that. It's hard to say. I still feel like, you know, we don't even know what the roster is yet, you know, for this year. It's sort of this is personality clashes maybe. You know, these are things that work through. I mean, obviously there was a lot of stuff going around about Malcolm Butler last year, and they still made it to the Super Bowl. So it's all a question of, you know, if these guys' feelings are so hurt, that there, you know, something larger comes out of it. But to be honest, like I said, you know, they're used to distractions like this. None of this is anything new. And so I feel like, I mean, this stuff is new, but it's getting bigger. It seems like all this news around the team, but as far as how it affects them on the field, you know, it's June, you know, we don't know what the roster is, but a lot of stuff has gone down lately, and it's tough to sort of feel.
Yeah, one thing's for sure, if they have a typical Patriots season that we've seen over these last, you know, two decades, and they go 12-4 and make a Super Bowl game, win a Super Bowl again, with all this going on, it's pretty incredible that it could possibly pull that off, that we're still talking about that being a possibility, you know, with the amount of stories that have kind of broken over these last 6 months or so. This would break a lot of teams a lot faster, I think, than it would break a Patriots team. So it's interesting to see what happens, you know, on the field going forward with this team. But, you know, this is another, you know, big turning point, I think, a fork in the road here to see which way this could possibly go, not necessarily in terms of their record as a team, but, you know, just in terms of who's on the team moving forward.
Right. Yeah, it's very strange. I mean, like, most of this news shocked me. And so, you know, like, listen, I've been working all day on them and, you know, double and triple checking and stuff like that. And then I finally, got the, you know, the thing that really confirmed it, like we said, about a half hour before we started. So, you know, where it goes from here, I don't know. You know, yeah, my guess is that, you know, he stays on the team this year. Like, if Kraft put his foot down like he did, then there's no way it's going to happen. I'd be shocked if he gets traded now.
Yeah, I mean, and all the reports indicate from minicamp that he went out there and looked like Rob Gronkowski for, you know, all this week, pretty much making some pretty great plays out there like you normally would see him do. So from a football perspective, I mean, unless they're getting back, I can't, you know, I don't want to speculate what they were getting back, but unless they were getting something incredible back in return that was going to help the team right away, not a draft pick, but another player, it's hard to imagine that it would have made the football team much better in the short term, at least. So you kind of see, you know, if Tom Brady did threaten to retire, you kind of see the, how that could, you know, kind of bring that on from him, that you're not going to have his, you know, his best receiver on the team, and you're getting back, you know, maybe a draft pick for next year's draft or something like that.
Right. Yeah. The thing that I don't know about all this is the why, you know. You know, we'll see when that comes out. I mean, there's a lot, like, listen, there's a lot of different scenarios why they could want to trade him, you know, like we said, like, but I think from this point forward, it's not going to happen this year, just because of, you know, how it played out. But yeah, there's going to be discord, but I feel like when there is discord, it's almost like they play better, you know? You know, it's not something that is, all this news is not something that, you know, tends to cripple the team. Like, this is how, you know, the team's played through so many, you know, good years. But it's got the potential, obviously, to be one of these cracks in the armor. But we've said that a million times before. So
everyone's kind of always looking for the end. And it doesn't seem like it ever comes, you know, and someday it will be over. But that doesn't mean that this doesn't signify any sort of end quite yet at all either. I mean, it's just another trade rumor. It's just another, you know, something like that. So it's not something that I would say it's not player retiring or something like that. So, right. You know, it's just another trade speculation that, you know, two offers on the table for Gronkowski. And you know, it all kind of adds up from this perspective, you know, from what I've heard today. And I know that your reporting is solid, Adam. So I obviously trust you, and this is pretty amazing. But you know, anyways, here we kind of have Edelman just looking a little bit more forward here. Edelman out for probably the first 4 weeks of the season unless he wins his appeal. We got this thing going on with Gronkowski. A lot to talk about.
Yeah. Well, I think, look, in the short term, you know, like, the first four games are going to be really tough. But you know, they were going to be tough anyway, and obviously, you know, that can be taken down on appeal. So we don't know if it's going to stay four games. But they have a tough start to the schedule, I think. I mean, that opener with the Texans would be tough, and I doubt Edelman will be there for that.
Yeah, awesome. Well, you got anything else, Adam, or did we kind of wrap it up?
No, everything's in that tweet, man, and that's, you know, that is rock solid stuff. I know people are going to call BS and, you know, quote what Stacy said, but I'm very, very careful with stuff like this. I don't just throw stuff against the wall. I know that people are going to come out and deny this like crazy. But that's what they're going to do. But I know, I trust my reporting, You know, I don't just speculate on stuff like that. I don't put something out there. I wouldn't have put this out there unless I was absolutely sure it was true. And
moving forward, we're going to get back into looking at the roster, 53-man roster, look at what went on during Patriots minicamp, look up to training camp. So we'll get back to all that good stuff. But until then, signing off for Adam Kirchen, I'm Evan Lazar. Thanks for listening.